If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
What's crack?
Oh, sorry, I'm just looking at the picture you just put. Very good. Very good. Very good. Thanks very much. I think, well, kind of good, yeah. Because we haven't done this in ages, I'm getting a bit cranky about things, because that's just normal. Well, I haven't had my cathartic fucking counselling episode with Suzanne Cain.
We've two episodes to record, so we've loads to get through.
Where did I put me fucking notes, as usual?
You'll find them in just a second.
Got them.
PJ is modelling the latest range from the Dubland Autumn Winter 18 collection.
Yeah, we have t-shirts, we finally have some swag, some shit to sell. Yeah.
Now, can I just point out straight off the bat, we're not being scabby telling you that we're selling them. We'll give ones away for free here and there. But we didn't even pay for them. Headstuff did. So Al is probably about $4,000 out of pocket at this stage. Probably more.
Is that how much they cost?
In and around.
He's shaking his head. Let's do this. Is it $3,000? $2,000?
Give or take. In and around.
Right, so there you go. There's a man in a box looking at us and he's terrified he's not going to get his investment back. And in fairness, anyone that invests on us too... Oddballs deserves to have a...
It's his own fault, to be honest.
Well, like, no, deserves... You had it on a minute ago.
I had it on, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'll go back.
There you go. That's it. So fair play to him. He's trying to spread the Dubland brand. It's gas now that it's become a fucking brand.
Are we a brand?
Well, I guess it is. You know what
because
I mean?
Because we have t-shirts.
True, when I said to him, is there going to start any other colours? He was like, no, that's the brand.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fucking brand.
Are they in black? Do we have them in black?
I thought there might be black ones. Yeah, you know what I mean? Black is more slimming for a man of my frame.
Well, you're not a tubber anymore, though.
No, but I'm kind of a weird sort of shape. Do you know what I mean? I've realised I'm a weird shape. Everything goes forwards. I have a forward head. My head sort of leaned forward.
You've always had that though. That's just the natural cabbage shape.
Yeah, no, but it's more Quasimodo the bigger your shoulders get. You know what I mean? Yeah, you get used to them. Grant, it was never going to be fucking whatever.
You're seriously modelling the t-shirts out there when we were doing a couple of pictures.
Still modelling it.
You're still modelling it.
It's hotter than Jesus Christ.
It's hotter
Christ
than
in
hell in here.
We had to turn
off the fan because you hear it on the microphones and I cannot deal with any more tweets about audio, still getting them about the live show.
I know, but in fairness, that is our fault.
And before we move on from the t-shirts, you can see them. They're on my Insta account and PJ's Insta account, Suzanne.fm and PJ Gallagher. And they're on our Twitter account, at Dubland Podcast. You'll see them on there. But they're on sale. You can go and buy them. If you're in the UK, they're €22. That includes packaging and postage and the t-shirt, and they come in small, medium and large. PJ's wearing a large one today and I had a medium on for girls, but they're good size. I think there's extra larges as well. And then if you're in Ireland, they're £20, including postage and packaging and all that jazz. So go on to headstuff.org.
Is that where you get some headstuff? Yeah.
Headstuff.org/shop. But we'll put all the details up on the Dubland Twitter account. There's no point in going to Dubland Insta because PJ does that. So nothing gets done with it.
Only in the door.
I haven't seen you in a month, so we've a lot to catch up on. I haven't slagged you giving a shit in a month. So hold tight because, yeah, things are going to fall from here, pal. But I'm delighted on them. Sorry. And that said, by the way, you have two options on them. The one that we have on says has notions on it or have notions on it. #have notions. But there's a #dirty donkey one as well.
Oh, is there? Yeah.
So you can have #have notions or #dirty donkey.
Oh, I thought that was just an option. I didn't think we actually got
the dirty donkey. No, we got the dirty. I'm pretty sure. I'll double check
really
with Alan, but I'm fairly sure.
Fuck it anyway.
You all right there, pal?
I'm in 4 minutes after spilling coffee on me flute.
Good. We're back in the room. So yes, you can have #dirty donkey or #have notions. And I've just put them up, by the way, on our thing, and they're flying already. So there you go. So our Dubland t-shirts are available headstuff.org/shop. And it's 22 for the UK and 20 in the thing. And we will give them away sporadically as well, because I don't have to look after the postage and packaging.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's Al.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good man, Al. It's nice to have an adult.
I can't believe we have. And do you know what? This is the thing. Because when we did the show in the UK, everybody was like, can we go t-shirts? Can we buy t-shirts? Can we buy this? And we're like, we'd nothing. So that means we're going to have to go back and do a show.
So we'll have to go back and bring the...
And we need to do a show in Dublin soon.
Yeah, Grant. Anytime,
we're working
really.
On that, aren't we?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
It if you're in Ireland, is it a bad time? Because you obviously know this from stand-up. Is it a bad time to do a gig now
yes,
in the next couple of months?
No, it is.
Come, because everyone will be on holidays.
No, and it doesn't matter. They won't go inside. They won't go fucking inside.
It's too hot.
It's
too
hot.
Sorry,
In fact, summer is summer is so fucking short and the winter's so fucking long.
No, they're right.
That, in fairness, you can put anything on. And even if you sell the tickets, they still won't go when the day comes, because
I
you want to go to a beer garden.
I the tickets because I'll take the money. If we could do an outdoor gig in a beer garden in somewhere in Ireland would be absolutely the job.
Be amazing, yeah, yeah. Would it be deadly, yeah. We should have, I'm sure there's loads of people. Yeah.
We could talk to them.
Have a contact there.
Yeah.
With Deck. Deck Pearce, could give him a shout. Yeah, I'm sure they'd have us, yeah.
We could ask, will we Instagram him live and ask?
Instagram him live and see if that's a runner, because Deck is so nice, he'll get back. Even if he's fast asleep or if he's looking after his child, he'll still drop everything.
Of course he will.
Mr. Nice Guy to get back onto us.
Who's the nicest guy ever?
Declan Pearce is the fucking nicest man in the world. And we're going to ask you for a favour, because like all good guys, we try and take advantage of the good people of the world. Give us a beer garden that we can do the live podcast in. One of the McGettigan's ones. You know you can do it.
I go, we'll have to follow up. At Declan Pearce, we are talking to you. By the way, he does, you can listen online. He's on Today FM on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
He does like Block Rock.
Block Rock and Beats. Yeah, it's a brilliant show.
Shit the bed. It is like...
It's brilliant.
Oh, it's off the
brilliant.
Charts. But you can get it on Spotify. So, Deck, we've given your show a plug. Now, can you give us a beer garden so we can do a live... imagine in the sunshine in the next couple of weeks. It would be absolutely the jobbers.
It'd be amazing. Now, I have something to reveal.
Talk
almost exclusively. Something that hasn't been spoken about in the press. Something I couldn't even tell you much about, to be honest. But I can finally fucking say, I wrote a show...
Sorry, so I am so excited about this. So when you were having your breakdown and when you were doing your live show in Dunleary, that when I went to see you do, how long, is that a year ago now? Did I see you do Dickhead and Dunleary?
I think it was the start of this year, was it?
No, it was Dickhead and Dunleary and it was definitely warm.
Oh, right, okay.
No, Dickhead was the end, it was last year, it was last summer.
Oh, was it? I don't remember, yeah.
Should then remember you had the 6th in November and then we had to take time off.
You're dead right, yeah. Yeah,
and
it was.
Just that this year is now July, it's mental. But it's a year ago and we were talking that day because you were in the middle of writing and I met amazing Una was with you
Una
that
McEvitt,
day. And
she's brilliant, yeah.
And we were talking about you writing and talking about one thing and another and you were talking about this show and you were like, do you know what? I'm not going to jinx myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jinx myself.
Yeah.
Tell me everything now because now it's come to... fruition.
Yes, so we've
met.
Yeah, so Una, who does the hard work on everything.
Awesome, PJ does.
But we wrote a new show called Madhouse. It's out. It's been accepted by the Dublin Fringe Festival. And it's going to be 2 weeks in the fucking Abbey, if you don't mind me saying.
I love this.
In the Peacock, which is the smaller room of the Abbey Theatre.
Which is the Abbey. Like.
And they've taken us. So it's going to be on for 2 weeks I have the dates in the phone. Scramble.
September.
Somewhere around then. You can look it up. But it's going to be on there for 2 weeks. It's fucking based on my life. Mm-hmm. Growing up in a madhouse, essentially. And I know everyone goes, sure, what all our houses madhouses? No, I grew up with 6 mental patients in the house. That was what it was. It was literally a fucking madhouse. So there was 6 mental patients on one side of the gaff and our family on the other side of the gaff. And it's based on that. I know.
How do I not know this?
I don't know.
What do you mean there were 6 people with...
6 mental people. 6 mental people. I know you're not supposed to say that in this day and age of mental health now, but 6 fucking mental people.
So what were they doing in their gaff? Without giving too much away, but I don't want... Because I'm so excited to go and see this
show.
So
basically my...
By the way, just to know, Peter's not in the show.
No,
he wrote the show.
I know. Some of the papers have already said I'm in it, I'm performing in it. I'm not. I don't have time. I can't.
He'd have a breakdown.
I can't do fucking everything. I'm still trying to write another stand-up show. I can't do it. So I'm not in it. I wrote it. It's my story. But
played
I'm not,
by somebody else.
Played by a guy called Barry.
No, are we allowed to?
Maybe not.
Yeah, let's not do any of that stuff.
Yeah,
there's
maybe
another
not.
Guy going to do. Yeah. Going
quite
to
a
play.
Surprise person playing me mother, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can tell me, I guess. You can tell me that.
It's Catherine Lynch.
Are you allowed to say that?
No, not really. But look, it's out there now. It's between us. So
and the 14,000 people who listen to it.
I'll just deny I ever said it. But she's in it.
I won't say
the other fella's name then. But
Barry from EastEnders plays you. Barry from EastEnders.
No, he fucking doesn't. But it's so they're the only two people on stage, so you never actually see the mad people. It wouldn't be fair anyway to caricature the people.
No.
Because they went through the, like, it was mad.
Sorry, so why was there, why, so where were they? Like,
in the house.
Yeah, but was this like, were you doing something, like, did you just have people there against your will?
No, not again. Like, fucking, they didn't turn up with a gun and say you're taking six of these lads. No, my mother was a nurse going back years and years.
Right.
And then my old man had a pub, right? And then we don't go into it too much, but we ended up not with a pub. And my mother.
The pub people said, we'll take that back.
Kind of. And my mother, in a way of making a living. My man, dad took in the people patients from the HSE. Now, it was an experimental scheme. There was only like six houses in the whole country that did this.
Right.
Where they put people into care in private houses.
Right.
And we had six of them in our house.
So not only were your mum and dad absolutely stonesters and adopted you guys.
Yeah.
Not content, they then decided that they'd take on six people
so
with mental health issues.
Fucking mad growing up in the house.
And was it the same six people?
No, well, they sort of, you know, some of them died, some of them moved on, but there was always
six.
They
die in your house.
Yeah, but there was always six. Do you know what I mean? So there was always these six people.
How have we got to this point in our relationship that, like, I did not know this? Because I would...
I've honestly never spoken about... This is the first time I have ever spoken about this to anyone.
Oh,
that is not... Like, I've never spoken about it in the press.
I just think we've talked about... We've covered so much ground. I just find it mental, literally, to the point that I didn't know that there was people with mental health issues just rocking around your gap.
I've never spoken about it. To anyone.
Amazing.
I've never spoken about
it
in the papers.
So
I've never spoken about it in interviews on radio, on TV. I've never, ever, ever talked about it. This is the first... This, right now, this is the first time I've ever done it. And the first time anyone's going to know the story is when it's on stage in the Peacock in the Abbey.
Yeah, I don't... See, that's the thing. I don't want to know too much. Like, as much as I have a million questions to ask you, but I think I'll keep them for September when I've seen the show.
Yeah, now it's based on real life. You know, there's a lot there to protect the guilty. But, yeah. It's based on real life.
And the guilty being PJ.
Yeah, so that's... so it's... But I'm fucking really excited about it. So I'm really excited. I've never been involved in something that I didn't have to throw myself in. And it's really weird to have to get to watch somebody be you.
And do you,
that's
like
really
the guy
weird.
Who's being you, Barry from EastEnders, how do you feel? Like, is it weird watching him, or is
I'm
he...
not allowed to watch him. Una's fucked me out now. I'm not allowed into the rehearsal room anymore.
It is September, let me double check.
Yeah, no, it is September. It's what the Dublin Fringe Festival. Yeah. It's called Madhouse. It's on the programme. Tickets are available to buy now, actually.
I'm so excited. I'm going. I'm absolutely going. No, I'm like, I'm so, like, I don't give you kudos that often, but, like, I'm so proud of you. Like, this is incredible.
I'm delighted. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Yeah. And it's just a matter of getting people to go and see it, but I think it'll happen.
Oh, Will, you've got a great following.
And there it is. So there's the dates. It's going to be from September 7th to September 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that includes the previews, which are the 7th and the 8th.
I'm dying to see it.
So there you go. It's 90 minutes long. Tickets are £16.
Do you want me to
quid.
Read the synopsis?
Yeah, why not? Because that's
when
probably
Bobby
something
was
I 10, should have done.
When Bobby was 10, his
I'm Bobby, obviously, by
his
the way.
His ma moved six men with schizophrenia into the family home to look after. Like, things weren't already mad enough. Confronted with the memories of childhood after his dad dies, Bobby's past begins to collide with the present. It's raining outside and he's stuck indoors. Ma's restocking the industrial-sized peel cabinet. Dad's in the pub. Martin's doing laps of the garden. Marv's missing and Mump can see a gorilla on the wall. In the hall, sorry. I started to laugh. Madhouse is based on the true life story of comedian PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's going to be the deal.
Do you know what, by the way, this image... I adore this image.
It's one of Una's friend's kids. They just took him into the garden and took some photographs. It's a great photograph.
I want that for a frame on a wall. I love the image. I just think it's deadly.
Yeah, it's a great shot,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
It's a great shot. Anyway, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to see this.
Yeah,
and I know
wait.
It'll be
I can't
absolutely
wait. I can't wait to see, because I'm out now. I'm not allowed in.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to keep, because it's too close to me now that they're actually acting out my fucking life.
Yeah.
So it's better off I
but
don't
if
see
we,
it.
Like, on a kind of a more serious note of the reflection of that, when you did the stories, remember that you did those really hard stories about the, remember you told the guys for the, what was that for, not the Dublin Fringe Festival, the stories of the sexual
oh
abuse.
Alien documentary in the Dublin Theatre Festival,
yeah, that guy whose story you told,
yeah,
how difficult it was for him. Do you know what I mean? Now I know that's a completely, you know,
yeah,
we're going from
he came
Polaroid,
to see it,
but you were saying he, yeah, so I suppose like that, yeah, as well, that... you kind of don't want, you know,
Yeah, like I wouldn't, you know, because I'm trying to pretend to be him.
Yeah.
I'm telling his story of his horrific child abuse that he went through at the hands of a priest and overload. And then, you know, you don't have to fucking pretend to be him and take it on. If he was in the rehearsal room.
Yeah, so like.
Oh, I would have been too self-conscious. It would have freaked me out. Yeah, I wouldn't be able
But so on a lighter note, you know what I mean? It's all the same. So yeah, I'm very proud of you. Well done, PJ.
I'm delighted. Thanks very much. Yeah.
I'm very excited to go.
So that's definitely 100% actually allowed to talk about, which has been a long. Long time I've been sitting
news.
On that one.
So we have to 100. We're back for 104, by the way, and thank you to everybody. And I'm sorry we had no podcast last week, but
that's kind of my fault. To be honest, actually, I fucked up, and then we had a rescheduled.
We had a podcast booked to record earlier in the month. We were like, oh, we're going to go, and we were flying back and dates back and forth because PJ was heading over to the UK, which we'll talk about again, and we're going back and forth and back and forth. Anyway, we come. To the thing, yes, we're going to record this day, Grant. I sort my day out, and I get every so often I get these like niggly feel, like a gut feeling that PJ is going to fuck up. So then I throw something and go, you know. So I just sent him a message without stating the obvious. It's like, look, we'll record one podcast today. I'll take the pressure off and we'll get it done. To which PJ replied 25 minutes later, today. ? With then oh fuck faces, and then he was like, I obviously fucked up big time, I haven't written it in and I'm not around, bollocks, I've no idea how I did that, sorry, I don't know, I've no idea how I ducked that up. So then obviously I sent a screenshot of him confirming the date, and he's like, yeah, I've made a bollocks of it. He's like, I'm a fucking idiot. And then he's like, and I'm away next week, so we had to reschedule, do whatever. That
oh
was fine.
Oh my god, wait, I tell
but
you.
It was quite funny that we had to, you just made an absolute. So you, I was like, can you write it in, will you write in crayon on your fucking wall or somewhere?
Yeah, well, I didn't forget this time.
That's because I texted you yesterday.
No, I wasn't going to forget this time. Well, you make that howler once, I think. After that, then you've learned your lesson. But Jesus Christ, the week I was away, I got...
Go on.
Went to London.
Yeah.
I fucking like London. Or I used to like London.
Oh, what happened?
But, you know, if you're in 4FM, you can get deals on hotels.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a woman.
Well, no, just generally speaking, if you put it into the atmosphere, I don't know if you're a woman's... there anymore. Anyway, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, but so.
But as in, you said, I'm going to London. If anybody knows, can anybody sort me out? In a
pretty much
non-hashtag influencer, hashtag spawn, hashtag
kind
ad,
of. But right. I didn't get it for free, right? I just got a really,
a deal.
Really fucking really fancy hotel.
Well, considering the time we went over to do the podcast, you were in a cell with a window that looked at a wall.
Which you had to pay £150 extra for the fucking window. Which was like the size of your head. It was like being in the Doka Centre.
You did say it.
It was like fucking unreal. Like unreal.
Yeah.
It was felt like I was like, you know what I mean? It was just unbelievable. So
go
I'm
on.
Sitting. So a really fancy hotel. It's called Hotel Cafe Royal.
Oh,
it's
nice.
On Regent Street.
Oh, jeepers.
It's a stone's throw. A stone's throw from Piccadilly Circus, right?
Fab.
So it's like, it's the proper fucking job, right? So I knew when I got there, it's going to be expensive to buy anything in the hotel.
Yeah, you're never buying the hotel.
But I thought, it's 2 days. Who gives a fucking shit, right?
Well,
who cares?
You have that attitude. Joey has that attitude until you get the credit card bill back and you're like...
Credit card bill? Well, fucking Jesus, right? So we go into the bar of this fucking place, right? This fucking place. Now, I'll be honest with you. I should have fucking known, right? There's 3 signs I learned that you should never go into. 3 signs. Number one, if there's a valet dealing with someone's Ferrari in the front, don't go fucking in. When you go
in,
if they're giving you loads and loads and loads of free fucking food, get the fuck out fast. Number two, if there's 2 children, and I mean fucking 18, 19-year-old kids, wearing head-to-toe Kenzo and Gucci, drinking a bottle of champagne, get the fuck out. You're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. But all these warning signs. No. Dickhead brain over here, right?
So really big balls.
Yeah, I'm with Joanne, right?
Yeah.
Joanne McNally. We sit down. I says, do you know something going to happen?
Have whatever you want, Joanne.
I don't give a fuck. It's going to cost probably £100. I don't give a fuck, right? We sit down. No beer. Right, grand. It's a cocktail bar. Grand. Who gives a shit? I'll have a fucking old fashioned. She has the same, right? Whiskey old fashions. We have 3, right? 3 of them. The food keeps coming. The fucking olives and the little nibbly nibbles and the bits of fucking cheese and all keeps coming. We're about to go. Joanne, will we have one more? Go on to fuck, we'll have one more. Grand, we'll probably be £100. I have this mad mythical £100 figure in my head, right? One more we have. The bill comes. £206 for 8 drinks. I had 4 fucking drinks. And it cost me because fucking shitheads laughing their head off with not a shilling in their pocket because, oh, I left my cards at home.
Ireland, yeah. Not upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
In Ireland.
No, they're in fucking Ireland. Right, I'm fucking 206 fucking pound. It's €237 for four fucking drinks. Four. I looked at it and your man was so nice, big smiley face. I'll just leave this here. I was there. Now, what the fuck? I went back up. I said, has there been a mistake? I didn't need that. And I said, like, that mattered. Is there? And he looks at, no, just the fucking whatever. No, just the fucking whatever. And I realised the bastard fleeced me, right? He
really?
Fucking fleeced me. He caught me by the bollocks, tied a knot in them, and fucking hung me out the window. Because you walk in, you ask for a drink, and I says, is there any different whiskey? I don't like Scotch whiskey. So I asked, is there any different type of whiskey? And he goes, I got one for
top
you.
Shell.
Didn't realise he was grabbing some 25-year-old fucking shit that's been sprut through a fucking dead wolf's arse or something. Like, you had this unbelievable. You put £206. It was £25.50 a fucking drink or something.
Were they beautiful?
Yeah, but that's not the point. Yeah.
Did enjoy yourself?
Yeah, but again, that's
I'm sure,
not.
I'm sure, don't you work hard and don't you deserve it?
Yeah, again, that's hardly the point. The point is, it was 206 fucking pounds. I swear to God.
Isn't it lucky, though, that you didn't kind of sit there and just go, ah, sure, fuck it, we'll tuck in for the afternoon. You know the way sometimes you get carried, you know when drink gets involved?
Lucky was late. He actually wrapped us up, thank fuck. It was late. I went to see the show on the West End. Jamie, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't think I was going to like it. Like, you know what I mean?
What's it about?
It's about a young lad and
called
he
Jamie.
Wants to be, yeah, pretty much, and he wants to be a drag queen.
Brilliant.
This is his thing. He wants to be a drag queen. And I thought, look, I'm grand, but I do have to be in the mood. World Cup's on. And I got to be honest with you. When it comes to World Cup matches or drag queens, I'm probably going to go with the football. Do you know what I mean? Anyway.
Fair is fair.
I fucking, tickets were grand. We'll do this. We went to see Jamie and it's bleeding deadly.
Is it good?
Ah, it's fucking deadly. It's really good. Yeah, it's
I
a great show.
A good show. I'm going to see a good show.
Yeah,
UK,
I think I'm going to get into this musicals lark.
Oh my God, go and see Wicked. It's coming to the Borgata.
Wicked's coming to the Borgata. I want to go see. Do you know, because the only I hate the cinema because we've gone through this.
Well, I don't,
people
I don't like the cinema.
Munching and eating and can't and talking and although there was a bit of that in Jamie. I had to move seats a few times in a huff, but grand, whatever. Put up with myself. But
it is like that at the theatre though. Borgosh is like that. It's loud and crunchy.
But then I'm not going.
But you know what though?
Fuck
because
that.
No, because it's a show and it's musical, it's so loud.
No, fuck it.
Okay.
You have one job. You have one job.
No, because they
shut up. Yeah. That's all you've said for 90 minutes.
There's not as much
shut
popcorn
up.
Though in the Borgosh, I don't think. It's not like people might get a pack.
Do they actually sell popcorn?
Yeah,
in the theatre?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
they
do.
Well, I'm fucking definitely not going. Those
you're missing out because Wicked
off. That's
is...
Why would they
Wicked
do that?
Wicked is the absolute job. Oh,
I'd love
job.
To see Wicked.
I'll go and see it. Go and see it. Just don't go.
Well, I'll get a seat near an exit so I can do a runner without disturbing the show.
Yeah.
That's
excuse
just
me,
too
excuse
much.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. So London was good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What
yeah,
else
did
you
yeah.
do other than spend your mortgage?
I will say the only shit thing about London, and it's not England in general because I've been elsewhere in England. Do you know what London's really fucking shit at? They're great at shows. They're brilliant at football. They got great cocktails if you want to remortgage your fucking house. They do good dinners and great Indian food. They can't make a breakfast to save their fucking lives.
Yeah.
London is the greatest shitbox when it comes to breakfast.
I think you probably need to go and you need someone to find somewhere to tell. Because I meant to say to you.
They just over fancify every fucking. They have their own version of everything.
That's what you need to
do. Just leave it alone. Leave it the fuck alone. It's sausages, bacon, eggs, whatever. Just leave it the fuck alone. You walk into Soho, no matter where you go, it's 50 quid or 40 quid. And all you want to do is just have the breakfast. And it comes in, it's got some avocado in the shape of a crab and your sausage is cut in. Or it's some weird fucking. Sausage, some deer
yeah,
and venison
you
with
need
sage.
Go over there.
I just want
to direct you to like a cafe. That's you need to go to a cafe to get a good breakfast in London.
Well, yeah, but,
that's where, but
in central London, I don't think there's. See, there's
there
no
is.
London people in central
but,
London.
That's the thing you need because you need somebody over there
just,
to direct you.
Yeah,
the
it's
right
just
place.
Assholes
I'm
like
meant
me
to tell
walking
you
around.
To go to chicken shop while you're over there.
Chicken shop? What's
yeah,
that?
Like it's like a fancy Nando's, but. I'm gone off now. I was mad into Nando's. I'm gone off Nando's. Just dry chicken now.
Still
and you know
been.
I love eating animals. But chicken shop. Chicken shop is like southern fried chicken. There's all different types of chicken. Oh, it's all, like before our gig in the Boogaloo, Christopher ordered Deliveroo, and he was like, watch. And I had been so hungover the day after his birthday, we'd all gone for lunch and chicken shop, and I was like just looking around going, oh, I really want the chicken, but my stomach will take it and it will reject it, and then I'll never be able to eat it again. So I couldn't. So then before our gig, he was like, well, we got lunch. He goes, you can get anything from Deliveroo. I was like, can we go to that chicken shop place? And they delivered it to the house. So I had that before our gig, thank God, because I was julioed by 7 o'clock, so at least I had food in my belly. But it's like, you need, next time you're in London, you need to go to chicken shop. It's just a fancy chicken place, but the fucking chicken,
amazing. Yeah.
Oh, so like,
I'll try it.
Off the chops. Yes.
We, one thing they do right in London that we really fucking need to up our game on over here, big time, is cheese and pickle sandwiches. I don't give a fuck who you are. What is wrong with Ireland? It's the greatest thing in the world. I'm not joking. Do you want to know the greatest moment I had in London? The greatest, most fantastic, wonderful fucking moment. I'm not even joking. It was all that fancy bullshit. £200 cocktails. All those shows. All that. The fucking crappy fucking breakfasts and all of that. And I'm walking around and we went to visit the, like, the Freemasons Hall and all these amazing things, right?
Yeah.
It was all grand. The best moment I had, I found this pub empty. Poland are on, right? Poland are playing. I don't know who they were playing. Someone, they fucking lost anyway. But at the start, I sit down and he let me sit my chair in the outside with nobody in the pub, with the telly on the far side, right? One Polish lad working there. He's there. You're Irish, fucking, it was all of that, you know. To me, it's the same country. Yeah, whatever. As long as I'm getting what I want, I agree with you. So it was all of that going on.
Don't
was there.
Talk to me. Did give me beer. I'm up a pound.
He gave me, I couldn't find a red ale anywhere in London either. You can't find like a Smittix type of thing. Yeah. But I found a good one.
Oh, I need to tell you about that as well.
And then he says, I got something for you, cheese and pickle sandwich. I was on my own, watching the World Cup, sitting on the road, outside a pub, with a cheese and pickle sandwich and a red ale. And I'm not joking you. That's what I hope death is like. That's what I want out of life. That's what I hope retirement is like. Cheese and pickle. Fuck. Why don't we eat cheese and pickle sandwiches? What's wrong with us?
Like pickle as in like gherkins.
Yeah. And it's in some brown shit. I don't know what they do to it, but it's...
Is that like a brown... Everyone will know, who listens in the UK will know what they are.
They're laughing at us now because we don't know what it is.
I've never even seen one on sale.
In Ireland?
Never.
And they're everywhere. Even the Starbucks in London sold cheese and pickled sandwiches. Yeah.
So is it like a cheese,
A little bit of cheese.
Slice of cheese and then gherkins like...
No, it's like some brown shit. I don't know. It's like some brown shit, but it's the tastiest, beautiful stuff.
It's vinegary, kind of?
Kind of, yeah. It's like gherkin-y, vinegary, fucking
I've
brown.
I've never had one in my life.
It's the greatest. We don't.
I'm going to London tomorrow, and the day this goes out, I'm going to London tomorrow, so maybe I'll get a cheese and pickle sandwich.
Definitely get a cheese. Get a good one in a pub, like a proper
sort of. I don't think I have time for a pub. I have like a fairly mental... I've gone on a junker for a day, so I have a fairly mental day. Do you know what I'm going tomorrow?
They're everywhere.
I'm going to London. I'm going to... I don't know where the place is, but I'm going to Curry's Christmas show tomorrow. Curry's PC World's Christmas show tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, so there was one last week, but I couldn't go to it because...
It's like 250 degrees out there.
Hottest day of the year. Last week, I was supposed to go to Iceland's one. You know, Mum's gone to Iceland.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to their one, but obviously I'll tell you about last week in a few minutes. But I couldn't go last week, and it was like 32 degrees apparently in London, and they had like a Christmas setup. And then tomorrow, so they have to sell Christmas now to like us in media and stuff and tell us what the packages are in July, because like they start stocking it in September, really.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the only, so for them it's a real pickle because they're sent literally they're sending out Christmas invites. So yes, I'm going to London tomorrow, and then they're bringing us to, and this makes me nervous, which is really nice, but it's not my bag. It's that, like, we're going to somewhere really fancy for lunch. I just want to go chicken shop. Like,
yeah.
All I want is a sandwich, or I just want a chicken burger.
Get
you know
a chicken.
What I mean? Whereas they're going to like a place, I looked at the menu and it's all stuff like, I'm just like, do you do a steak?
Oh yeah, it's all that.
I just want a steak and chips.
It's all that English boar and wild pheasants with a touch of trout.
Yeah.
Licked by a trout sandwiches.
With a heavy pep from a jus.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Chihuahua salad. Yeah.
All that stuff. But I'm going over tomorrow. So yeah, but I'll find you. And I got, you know, I'm stocking up on tea bags when I go over. No Yorkshire tea bags left either. Up the walls with Barry's at the moment, or Lions. One of them. I don't know who's in the press, but it's not Yorkshire. And I'm up the walls about it. Actually, we didn't talk about it last week. See, we touched on it because PJ fucked up and we missed it. So then last week we were supposed to record as well, but I couldn't. I had to cancel. And I said to PJ, I was like, I'm really sorry, but I can't come in tomorrow. And I can't record. And I said, you know what though, it'll probably be as hot as hell although it's hard to say, I'll say. And then PJ went, well, I was going to come in my Speedos. And I was like, well, every silver lining. And my silver lining was death rather than somebody dying recording rather than PJ coming in. That was my silver lining.
See, a death. All good things
come to an end. But yeah, so, and I love how I literally, like, we rarely don't put a podcast out. If we don't put a podcast out, there's good reason for it. Except that wasn't good enough. The amount of messages on Instagram and on Twitter was like, what the fuck is the problem? Like, why aren't you recording? Will there be one? And I'm like, yeah. Last week I...
It was actually life or death this time.
And it was this. It was this time. So Joey's amazing granddad, Gaga, who was 94, passed away last Tuesday morning. And he, like, literally... You know the way, right? I've come to realise two things in the past week. Firstly, is that, like, death, you know, and we know that from our parents, like, from your dad, Don, and my dad. It's so final. But, like, I think I have managed to, you know, squish any type of emotional feeling I have towards death. I think I have pushed that so far away into, like, a locker that I refused, that it kind of creeped back out a bit because I realised how much I was going to miss Gaga. Like, yeah. And I could feel that awful, you know, grief that it kind of catches you. But, like, I could feel that coming up. I was like, go away!
Yeah, it's
I
like
will not
winded.
Address you. And I'm like, death is so final. He's never coming back, right? But there was, like, real Irish. Like, loads of really Irish things happened, right?
Yeah, so, great crack, like.
Great crack.
I know, so, I was at a funeral this week. My friend's dad died. And I have to say, it's the best crack I've had this year.
So
I know that sounds terrible, but it's the best fun I've had all year.
We had such a laugh. So basically, Gaga, like, and then I get other people who have grandparents who they really, like... I didn't really have grandparents because, like, both of them died when I was quite young, and I didn't see one of them die before I was born, and they were grandparents. Do you know, like, some people, grandparents, you see them like at Christmas or whatever, they're not grandparents.
Oh, you've got those people who their granny's still alive and they're like 101 and there's not a bother on them.
Yeah, but, like, Gaga was like that. He was 94, but, like, but also, you know, people have just grandparents that they don't really ever see, and they've they kind of just see them at little bits here and there. Do you know what I mean? But they don't really see them. But whereas Gaga still worked in Joey's garage up until 8 weeks ago. So we still saw him every single day. He was really involved, and he'd ring you to tell, and he refused to ever, in 10 years, Susan, Gaga, my name is Susie. Marvellous. Now, Susan, what kind of broadcasting is it that you do, right? So he just refused point blank to listen to anything. He was, like, the most wonderful racist man you'll ever come across because he was 94.
That is not something I've ever heard before.
So, but, like,
the most wonderful racist.
But, you know, like he
so
just...
So is that how he died?
His racism got him in the end. No, but, like, you know, he would try his best to be as politically correct as he could.
Oh, just couldn't do it,
and couldn't. Coloured.
I know what you mean. No,
just see... No, Susan, the coloured girl. And I mean, Gag, she's black. Right, that's now can't say that.
It's when they don't, that's it. They
and
don't.
I'm
they
like,
think it's
no, Gaga.
Can't say black.
And he's like, no, Susan, you don't refer to them as black. And I went, no, Gaga, she's black. It was like she's not multicolored. She's not yellow.
Yeah.
She's not purple. She's not green. She's black. And he's like, well, if that's how you want to put it, Susan, but actually, that's very disrespectful.
Yeah,
and
they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's like when they were vote. Like when we had the referendum, the amount of people I spoke to that were like, I just don't know what the fuss is about. Seriously, like. Who cares what queers do to each other? I was like, your heart's in the right place, man. Your heart's in the right place. I know it is. I know you're not a bad person. I do. And I'm not going to lecture you because you're doing everything you can. And as ridiculous as that sounds, give me 10 fucking years, I'm going to be saying the same shit about something else.
Yeah, you'll have fallen into the trap.
At least I hope so. Yeah. I hope I'll be that accepting in a few years and getting it all wrong. I'm okay with getting it wrong. I don't give a fuck as long as it's kind of accepting. I know what you mean.
So now you understand why I mean he was the most wonderful racist.
Yeah, I kind of
not
do.
Not racist
it
at all.
It sounds bizarre, but when you explain
not,
it.
Not a racist actually at all. Just a 94-year-old
yeah,
man.
Yeah, just totally
who was
politically
trying
incorrect.
His
just,
best to be politically correct and you know, just didn't. And would never offend anybody for the world.
Yeah,
anyway,
one of those lads that they meet black Irish people and they go, where are you from? And they'd say, Tala. And you go, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about? Thinking it was a joke.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
Yeah, but
yeah, he's wonderful.
I know,
like
I know what you mean.
So basically, so Gags, and I realised when he died, like I literally was swallowing emotion because I just, and then in the middle of it all, we had to cancel the podcast. And people I swear to God, people were looking for my sick note. Like, why is it not happening? So then I blamed you because I was like, the easiest thing to do is just blame PJ.
Yeah, because you don't want to take the flak.
PJ will take the flak
shit
for me this time around. So anyway, then of course, we have had the hottest weather that we've had.
It's unbelievable.
In 30 something years. That plays havoc with death.
It does.
Havoc, right?
It plays havoc with me as well. Piles are killing me.
Right,
there's
thank
whatever
you
it is about the humidity.
About
I swear, it's like pushing broken glass out. It's unbelievable. It has me torn asunder. Torn asunder, Suzanne. Honestly, I'd rather be dead. It has me torn apart. It's like a broken light bulb coming out of me three times a day. And I know that's a lot, but that's how much I eat. has me torn to bits, I swear to God. And then, like, when you're going for the wipe, it's like sandpaper or broken glass. It's like picking up a broken glass. It's
baby wipe help at all?
Yeah. Where do you put them?
You put them in the bin, or get a pack of nappy bags and put them in the nappy bags.
Yeah, I suppose. But then nappy bags, I'm 43 with no children. Like, what the fuck
just
am I doing?
Go into Lidl, no one will ask any questions.
I end up having showers after me number twos. It's
a
terrible thing.
Oh, you need a
I can't get a bidet. I'm not in a fucking rental house. No, but imagine your woman coming to check the gaff and there's a fucking bidet in the corner. She'd be like, what the hell's been going on here?
Keep your arse in a basin.
But they have the piles driven mad. I love the weather. I do. I love it. I can't. Every day I wake up, it's bright, it's sunny, it's beautiful. I'm having more. This is the first time I'm in a long pair of trousers in 2 or 3 weeks. It's been fucking unbelievable. The mood is brilliant. The head is brilliant. I'm so on top of myself. There's no anxiety bullshit. I'm getting on with people. But the arse is suffering. Oh, it's suffering something terrible. I'm telling you.
Well, let me tell
you. We talk a lot about mental health. We need to start talking about anal health. We need to start talking about anal health. We pretend we don't have arses. We walk around, we pretend we don't have depression and anxiety. We walk around, we pretend we don't have depression. We walk around and pretend that everything's grand. Put a face on it. This is the Instagram thing. We put a face on it. One thing we don't, you know, we also ignore anal health. You get piles to be hanging out of you, pushing you. It's like you're literally dragging your ass. You want to be a dog. You want to put your ass on the cold grass and drag it along behind you like an old dog because your piles are so irritable. Someone says, how are you getting on? You don't say, honestly, my ass is fucked. What do you say? Grant. I'm Grant. Oh, I'm fucking Grant. Not a potter in the world. We need to start talking about anal health. I'm telling you, I'm going to set up a charity. Anal health. I come, talk, you won't be
PJ's
judged.
Anal.
It's a no judge. Yeah, whatever, call it whatever you want. Which gives me another idea.
Yes.
Have an idea for a TV show.
Go on, hit me up.
Sorry, we should probably finish talking about your dead grandfather. I've
well,
totally interfered
he's
with
not
this.
My, well, hang on to the TV show idea. But what I was saying was that when you die, because the heat in Ireland and everywhere else in the world don't get this, but we lay our people out. We bring them home for 2 days and we sit with them and we wake them and we drink with them. Can't do that in the heat, they fucking melt.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
melt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
So we couldn't bring Gaga home. Couldn't bring him home. So, and do you know how busy they are? They're flat out with the dead people at the
flat
moment.
Out. You
they're
can't.
Dropping like
flies.
Flies.
Dropping like flies. My friends, old man.
Is wiping out the old people.
You know the old 2 day funeral? They can't do it this time of year.
No.
Because they can't. And like that, they just can't leave them hanging around in the heat
no.
and all. Anyway, my.
So they had to, sorry, before your idea, they had to freeze him solid and we couldn't bring him home.
What?
No, like, as in, they had to get him as frozen as they possibly
did
could.
Did
so he? Well, he died on Tuesday. The
where
heat,
did they do that? Like in a butcher's or what
no,
do you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, no, they massies. I presume they just put them in the deep freeze because he was very cold when he came home.
Genuinely
and
sounds like I'm a bit
him.
Of a moron here, but I had no idea there was freezers in funeral
oh,
homes.
Oh, gosh, how else would you keep, they keep them overnight? Didn't they just leave them? No, they put them into freezers.
Never would have crossed my mind if that was a thing.
Ah, yeah, no, they
embalmed
him and they
total
sense,
him
frozen solid. Like. Yeah. Anyway, so we finally got him home, right? We got him home on Thursday and I had to go TV3 launch. So I had to go and like put a work head on and go and do TV3 launch and say hello to people and try and network and get a fucking job. And then go from there to Gaga's wake. But he had arrived. They brought him into the house and he was in the parlour as I had just got in. And my husband's family have the darkest sense of humour, right? So there's a whole conversation going on in the parlour about what was he wearing his glasses? Was he wearing his glasses? Wasn't he wearing his glasses? And I'm walking into the house like, Susie, what do you think? Is he wearing the glasses or is he not wearing the glasses? And I walk in and there's my Gaga laid out in his coffin with a pair of fucking shades on him.
It's quite cool.
But we had to get scented flowers. They had a massive big Dyson fan. It's just to keep him till the next day before we had to bring him down to the church. And I'll tell you about the priest another time.
Why was it? Why another time is it?
The priest was mental.
Brilliant. Fair. Good mental.
Oh,
entertaining.
Best entertaining mental ever. He did this whole thing because obviously we talked about Dublin football, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. We talked about Dublin football because DA played Dublin and Joey played Dublin and obviously they're Dublin. But DA's best friend is Kevin McManaman.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't even got to the funeral part. And he's like, he starts to talk about the Dubs and then went, is Kevin here? Kevin McManaman, are you? Stand up, Kevin. Stand up, right? Congregation of 500 people makes Kevin stand up in the middle of the congregation and then proceeds to tell him the whole story of Kev scoring the goal against Kerry, that he was in Croatia with 10 other priests and they ended up all jumping into the sea. Kev is like standing there.
At a funeral?
Yeah, at the middle of the funeral. And that was the tip of the iceberg. He also talked about Gaga's brother. Who was dead, who was sitting on the second row and put his hand up. He was like, actually not dead, I'm here. He goes, sorry, got that wrong.
Yes,
my apologies.
Funerals are great.
Oh, it was brilliant. And that was like, literally, we could talk about it all day.
Yeah,
it was
funerals
it was
are
just
the crack.
It was the happiest and saddest
I had the same experience. Yeah. Last week, I was catching up with people I haven't seen in nearly a decade, and they're fucking cracking. That's what they say. The difference between an Irish funeral and an Irish wedding is there's just one less person at it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is.
Well, one less talking person, really.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. But fucking brilliant. I remember I told you about, like, my friend's family after his mother died, where they had the parrot in the house.
Oh, yeah. What was her name again?
Tina.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was upstairs dying of pulmonary fibrosis, so she couldn't move, and then she was coughing, going, coughing like that all the time. And she'd have to call for help. She's like, Tina! Tina! And then when she died, they take her, they have the wake in the house, they bring her in, and as soon as they bring her in, the parrot starts making the exact same voice and cough as the woman in the box.
We talked about that, like, about episode 11.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. But it's just that thing.
Tell me about your show idea after all the death talk. Yeah. Anyway, Gaga, you're a little edge and I'll miss you terribly. But
fair play to you, Gaga.
But Concordial, sir. And he does this. Concordial. So we all do this Concordial.
What's that? Weird salute?
He does a weird salute called Concordial. So everybody stood. And
what does it mean, Concordial?
So it's in Italian. That's, we're all trying to figure. This is another thing about, like, how black humour the Irish we get about death. So we're all in the hospice the night before. Like, we've been told he has an hour to live. And one of the grandkids goes, what the fuck does Concordial mean? Gaga's not talking anymore. He's on his journey, like. And I went, he's left it a bit late now, haven't his lads? So then they're Googling it. But we still don't know. So we'll have to ask one of the aunties, does anybody know where Concordial... But if you met him, he'd go say to you, Concordial. And we all...
With his hand, like that sort of perched across his brow upside down.
Upside down across his brow. Apparently it's an Italian salute of some description, but Concordial.
Be gassed if it turned out it was some fascist salute.
But that's the thing, we're at the funeral, right? So then the lads are all getting... All the grandsons are getting ready to pick up the coffin and they're all Concordial. I was like, they think we're right.
I really want to know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm already Googling because I can't.
It's an Italian. Anyway, tell me about your show.
Yeah, so I went to that Jamie show, right?
Yes, about the drag queen. Drag queen, yes.
And I'll be honest with you, it gave me an idea, right?
Go on.
So you do a show.
It's Kite, are you listening in Kite?
I text him an hour ago. Text him an hour
Stop
ago about
it.
This. I did. I text Darren and Kite an hour ago about it, right? So you fucking... I'm into Gaelic football.
Yeah.
On motorbikes.
Yeah.
I'm covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
I love going to the gym.
Right.
All my mates are exactly like I am.
Mm.
I ride motorbikes, all that crack, that's my thing. I'm loving the World Cup, all this. This is the job with me, right? So it's called Life's a Drag, right? So I have to become a drag queen and do one big performance at a drag night, maybe for Pride next year.
Yeah.
Right, or for some big event, some big drag event, yeah. Right? Get coached, have to come up with the name, have to come up with the character,
yeah.
Have to get dressed up,
have to learn
to dance because I can't
even
walk.
We need to talk to Paul Ryder about this. He should be involved in it.
Who's Paul Ryder?
Do you remember Ireland's Got Talent?
Mm,
he was a drag artist on Ireland's Got Talent. He wore red.
Oh, hold on.
Fucking believable.
I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, so all of that shit. Get all of that shit and do one big night. I used to be on stage. I don't know how to be... feminine. I definitely don't know how to dance.
Have you ever seen Divina
Divine? I definitely
Divine?
Never lip synced before in my fucking life.
Well, Paul sings live, but have you ever seen Divina Divine?
No.
The drag artist.
See, this is it.
George.
I don't have a clue about it. I've only ever met one, Sharon Needles, who blew me mind.
I want to go. I've said this to Joey the other day. I was like, I really want to go to because Anna for Saturday AM that I work for, it was bizarre. So they made Anna a drag queen. So they made her really masculine and then made her really feminine with makeup. It was bizarre. She looked like Jodie Mars. Like, I've never seen Anna with so much makeup on her face because Anna's beautiful. Like, but Divina Divine is the drag artist, one of the drag artists in the George. And I was like, I really want to go and see them do. But she plays it. You want to see this girl move in a pair of heels? Like, she should give lessons to, like, me and other teenagers that you see us like little goats going down the cobbles.
But that's the thing.
She's Irish dancing, hopping up and down, fucking Tim whistling her face
see,
off.
It's a proper performance,
off the
right?
Chart stuff.
Yeah, so that's the job.
I love this show. What did Darren say?
Well, he just says I'm in or something and texts me back. But we'll see if he is or not, or if he's just being nice. Well,
no, Darren sound. He'd just tell you to fuck off if he didn't like you, wouldn't you, Darren?
Probably would, yeah. In fairness, yeah. Or else he just really slagged the idea and take the piss big time. You know what I mean?
It's a good concept. I think it's a great concept.
I think it'd be good. I honestly think it'd be good. You know what I mean?
Would you have a troupe or would it just be you?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe just
about
stick
it.
To keep the mechanic of it as simple as possible. Just be you. Because it would be, you'd have to have your dance. You'd have to have your dancing. You'd have to have the makeup. You'd have to have then the showmanship of it all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You'd have to start watching a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race. But ultimately, at the end of it, you'd have to do the makeup, pick the, do it all yourself.
Ah, here, no, fuck that.
No, but I think that that's actually what the...
That's not realistic. I'd never be able to do it. I can hardly, you know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah, maybe that's a step too far.
You want to see me trying to paint the fucking wall in the house? Like it's,
I mean, there's, yeah, so similar.
Yeah, well, it's easier to paint it. You just put a fucking roller on it. I can't do it. Like, to actually do...
Contour? I can't contour.
Contour and brows and all. And I mean, I can't... Like, it's honestly hard enough for me to keep the nasal passage clear of hair.
Whatever you do with your anal passage, I don't know. I think that's a really clever idea.
I think it'd be good. Oh, and I have a hero of the week this week.
We're nearly finished 104, so hit me.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Your
hero of the week. And
I have a hero of the week this week, right?
We've loads to get.
I love this guy because we haven't had a hero of the week for a good one. This guy, I'm so... The magic, the absolute... I don't know if you're into the World Cup, right? I don't fucking know. But the World Cup, regardless of what you're into normally, it is the greatest show on earth. It's the biggest show on earth.
I've got into bits the of most, it. Like,
it's
time
just
to watch
the greatest tournament in the world. What it does to people, how people get obsessed with wanting to be a part of it. You know, when you see all the fans that they sell houses, give up jobs, travel across the world.
They sell their houses?
Yeah, that's what some of the Peruvians have. I was watching the Peruvians and...
To go to the football?
Yeah, but it's their first time since 1983. It's not about being responsible. It's getting swept away with the magic of an incredible tournament.
Where are they going to live when they get home?
Who gives a fuck? They got there. And then you get all the, you know, you get these incredible African countries who bring so much colour, the Nigerians that turn up and they were wearing top hats and white loafers. Oh, that was Senegal doing the duck dance.
Yeah.
And you have all, it's just amazing. So my hero of the week, right, this guy from Peru, the Peruvian fans have been far and away, I think, the best of the World Cup so far. Maybe the Mexicans are a shout in, but the Peruvians. And they haven't been there since, I think it's 1982. I'm not sure, but they haven't been there in a very long time. There was like a scramble for tickets. They only had X amount of tickets. There was over 500,000 people wanted to travel with tickets. They couldn't get them. Not everyone could get them. One
Same
guy.
Michaela is probably up for Peru, which I reckon.
Who?
Michaela McCollum.
One Peruvian fan. He realised he wasn't going to get a ticket. So he finds out there's only tickets available that are the ones for the disability section. Right? So he says, what weight do I have to be technically disabled enough to get this ticket? They told him to wait. I'll fucking do it. So he put on 5 stone in 5 months. He put it on. 5 stone! And he got his disability ticket. And I've never seen a happier man in my life. Now he's going to probably die from clogged arteries or diabetes. But he fucking made this to the World Cup.
He probably won't make it
5 stone in a few. And he's already made it home. They're out. They're back home. He's a celebrity. He's a superstar. He's been interviewed on all the local TV shows.
He'll probably be on like The Biggest Loser Peru.
Yeah, he probably will be. Whatever version that they have. He'll be on. He's going to be on. He's all, doing all the shows. He's talking about how he put on the weight and the whole lot. He's like...
Eating,
he's
I presume.
Yeah, obviously. But like, you know, he was taking all the super fat shakes and all that shit and eating his McDonald's or whatever the fuck he was at. But what a bloke. Talk about... I mean...
It's dedication.
It is dedication.
Roy Castle
There's many different ways to chase a dream. Sometimes we say hard work is everything. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's making yourself disabled. And if you got to do it... You gotta do it. And there's very few people that can disable themselves, legally disable themselves, to the point that there's coming back from it. And I think that man's a hero. That man's my hero of the week, big time.
There's a movie in that.
There is a movie in that, isn't there?
Wasn't there a golf thing where they... Remember, what was there, a golf movie where they pretended to be disabled or something? Sorry.
Oh, I remember the Spanish wheelchair team in the Paralympics. And they all stood up in the airport to pack away their wheelchairs. Remember them fucking bastards? It's not about them! That's true! You're laughing at me. That is fucking true. They won. They won gold, the fucking pricks. And they weren't disabled. They weren't fucking disabled.
Well, true, listen, it's like Chris Froome. He's not an asthmatic, but, you know, hasn't stopped him winning the Tour de France.
Yeah, but he got away with it, which is amazing. There you go. Look, the 2000 Spanish Paralympic Games. Is that the one? Cheating the Paralympic fucking games. Where is it, you bastards? I have to find it because I couldn't believe it. There it is. Spanish basketball team who pretended to be disabled win the Paralympic gold. Look at it, 2013. Unbelievable. Fernando, the former... Oh, you fucking stay. Stop moving around. A former Spanish basketball boss has been found guilty of fraud 13 years after he presided over one of the biggest scandals in sporting history. There it is. It happened. The fucking bastards. They weren't disabled at all. They just went over, won the medals, went to the airport, and they were seen standing there with their wheelchairs, packing them up and flying off. What a bunch of fucking pricks. What a bunch of pricks. Apparently they were told during the matches, here lads, will you just fucking pull back a bit? They're going to know you're not disabled. Like, what pleasure would you get out of winning that, even doing that? Unbelievable.
Did they take their things back from them then?
Oh, they did. Oh, Jesus, yeah. So, broken November 2000. But yeah, that's what happens. Amazing. Paralympics are unbelievable for cheating anyway, though.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we talked about this before, didn't we?
I think we did. The wheelchairs and murder ball.
Yeah.
Or the wheelchair rugby where they can spike their legs.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel pain.
Yeah.
And it'll give them extra adrenaline. And then when they drug test them, they're clean. They just look like they've been extremely excited. Yeah. Fucking tell you something. As I said, I say it once I've said before, I'm all for drugs, but I am definitely not into pretending you're disabled.
No.
Steroids, I'm okay with them.
Yeah, that's okay.
But
Steroids, yes.
I'm okay with them. In fact, it's getting to the stage where if you don't take them, what chance do you have?
What are you? There's a new Instagram account. Have you seen that they're calling out like all the fitness bloggers?
I have, yeah.
Fitness bloggers.
I did my mate Steve Doody was featured on it.
Do they do?
Yeah, for driving a car and talking into his phone.
Oh yeah, the car and the phone, this thing. Yeah. I just can't get over the amount of people who with the photoshopping. That they Photoshop out half their legs and a toe and all.
Photoshop, yeah, I know.
And then they give themselves a hooch.
It's Fit Fam Failures for
fit
anyone
fam
that wants
failures,
to have a look.
That's it.
Fit Fam Failures on Instagram, and they're calling out all kinds
but
of bullshit.
But in fairness, like what they're doing is because the shit that's been put up, because it's such a, we talked about Bloggers Unveil before as well, and that's a whole other different animal as well. But like, there's, the fitness thing is gospel now, isn't it? It's like, and you see people like, because they all put up, the girls all put up the pictures that they just have like the end of the boob sticking out.
Yeah.
And then the washboard tummy and then the hoochie-choochie ass. And meanwhile, I'm sitting at home eating a Moro going, it'll never be me.
Yeah.
I bought Joe Wicks's books. Sorry, that's a lie. I didn't buy Joe Wicks's books. Megan sent me Joe Wicks's books and I went through them the other day. I was like, right, I was eating Pringles. It's a start. You know what I mean? Every cripple has their own way of walking. That's just my particular way
Tell
at the
me
moment.
About it. Sometimes we just got to hobble the best we can. Can I ask you a question?
You can, most certainly.
It's about a fashion thing, right?
This is one of those things that
makes me feel old.
Right.
This is one of those things that makes me feel old, right? It's the first time in my fucking life I'm walking down the road and it's everywhere this summer.
Mm.
Everywhere. You know these denim shorts where half the arse is actually sticking out of the shorts? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's going on? Where did that come from?
I think that's just the thing. I think the days...
But it's half an arse.
Yeah.
In the middle of the road. Like, we're not talking about going to the beach, Ranton.
No,
it's half the arse cheek is actually hanging out of the shorts. Like, you can see the pockets hanging down below the leg.
They're Daisy Dukes, kind of. But they've always been
But they're not Daisy Dukes.
No,
that's half a fucking arse. Daisy Dukes were down under the cheek of the bum.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they were used to, but now they're kind of just the hybrid version, aren't they, of them?
It's the first time in my life I realised I'm getting on. I'm getting irrelevant.
Well, you can't be
When I saw
either.
That
it's
and I was
old,
like...
You just be a dirty old man.
Well, that's what it does. It makes you feel bad. You're like, I'm fucking arse then. What's he doing? Welcome with our arse hanging out. And why can't I stop looking at it? I don't like this.
Slow clapping.
Well, it's just unusual, isn't it? I don't know.
It's not, because I think it's just the norm now.
Where did it come from?
I think, but that's just like, they've been around for a few years. The hoochie-choochie bums have been around for, listen, my arse hangs out of shorts sometimes as well. It's just because it just sags because I'm old and I don't work out.
That's a lot of bullshit.
But you see, though, but now the look is either, oh, Jesus, we haven't spoke about Love Island.
I haven't seen one single second of it.
Oh, PJ, I am so emotionally invested.
Not a single second of it. I can't.
I am so emotionally invested in these people. It's not fucking normal. I'm up the walls, right, about Jack and Danny and what they're up to and Laura. And Laura's sister listens to our podcast.
One of the people. How do you even know that?
She tweeted. She tweeted me and was like, I listen to your podcast. She's Scottish and she listens to our podcast and... Her sister's in there and I'm up the walls because Wes has been a dickhead and then he's dumping Laura and he's jumping on Megan and Megan's jumping on basically anything with a pulse. She's mad for the lads. Mad for it.
Because I have never seen this. This sounds like you're just giving out about a whole bunch of people you work with or something.
But that's it. I feel like. But now, I could dress it up and say I'm writing about it for You magazine. But that's not the truth. I'd still be watching it. I'm still emotionally invested in it, right? They split them up. They're back together. I'm up the walls about the whole situation. And then the reality of how fucking old and saggy I am comes into play, right? Because... One of them is like 18 or 19. I've a good 20 years on this girl, right? And you know that the bikinis and the swimwear that they wear now are all thongs. They're all thongs.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there going, like...
Again, this like the jeans thing. Up there. It's just, there's arses everywhere. There's arse all over the world.
It's like, literally, it's a thong. It's up there, hoochie-choochie. In yeah. the heat, in a lycra. I'm like, it's not good for thrush. It's not good for comfort.
Not good for the piles.
Not good for the piles. I don't know if the girls have piles, but yeah, you know, well, if no, you never
a,
know.
That's a surefire way of catching them.
Exactly, right? I'm like, are they like, and then they all wear the bikinis that literally it just goes across their nips and then the end of their boobs hang out. But of course their boobs are perfect because
of course, yeah.
they're fucking in their early 20s. And I remember what it was like when gravity hadn't, you hadn't had kids and nothing moved. Like when I walk, everything moves by itself separately in a different direction all part, because well I don't go to the gym right, and I can help myself but I don't, but I've become emotionally invested in every aspect of these people's lives, but to the point that I know my limit is like a couple of years ago I'd be on the Instagram account seeing what they were wearing and where you buy it. Now I know my limit is don't bother looking because you're too old. So now I just sit there worrying
about
being
a bit hard on yourself.
No, I am too old, but now I worry about their heartbreak. Danny Dyer's daughter's in there.
I saw that. I
call her the Triple D. That's Danny Dyer's daughter. She's hooked up with Jack, who's a pen salesman with a new set of teeth for my six. They're fucking bliss. They're bliss. They're back in love. They're banging, but they're not showing them banging as much as they used. Last year it was all about the banging. This year they're trying to, I'd say chlamydia was rife last year. This year they've said they've all been tested going in. They have to pass the
You're
test.
Joking.
No, they have to pass the test going in because they're banging like bunnies, but they're not showing as much as that. But the heartbreak of it all.
Heartbreak. I suppose heartbreak, banging and sunshine. There's not really much else you'd want from a TV show.
But it's like, it's your youth.
It is your youth,
it's your sun. It's your sunny summer holidays.
Except they're all beautiful people as well.
Except, well, now, to be honest with you, some of them, there's a whole new batch that went in and they weren't.
The lads and all.
Yeah, they were all average Joes. There's nobody. No, so
they're all ripped to bits, even the lads though, right? They're
all. No, not all of them. Jack's not. A couple of the boys are, but not all of them are ripped to bits. One of them's a PT, but he's also a dickhead. So you can personal train yourself out of being an arsehole. Do you know what I mean? But like, and then you have all these conversations. There's a guy in there, right? And one of my pals sent me a message. She was like, I would be chasing Eyal. There was a guy called Eyal in there. She goes, I'd be like chasing Eyal. And I said, I'd be chasing Adam, who was the biggest dickhead in the place, wondering why he didn't love me and trying to make myself better and thinking that I could be the girl who changed him while he was off banging someone in the corner that I could see. You know what I mean? Like, you can identify with your younger 20 something. But your man, actually, there was all women's age and stuff were in touch because he was a fucking arsehole. He was breaking girls' hearts and they're sitting crying in front of him. He's just sitting there smiling at them going, all right, if that's how you feel. And then would move on to like,
yeah,
bang,
give a shit.
Didn't give a shit. Like, so, but yeah, I'm obsessed. And if you're not watching it, you're missing out.
It sounds kind of like I am.
You are.
But I don't know if I could get into it now.
Watch
it's a
it.
Bit far down the road now to be getting into it, isn't
it? Go, no, because if you go back onto 3Player and watch the hot list from Saturday night, which shows you the week, that's all you need. You need that. And then watch last night's episode. Up the walls. Up the walls. Anyway, we'll leave it there, will we?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, let's leave that one there.
Because we still have to record another one.
I'm bursting for a wee.
And
anyway.
You need a wee, as always. That is Dubland
104. We're back and we have t-shirts. That's the important thing.
Headstuff.org/shop. Owen Al, or whoever is editing this, do not put a fucking ad mid-conversation, because if I get a message about dropping ads into the middle of the podcast again.
What, have we got ads in the podcast?
Apparently we have, yeah. That's presumed what's paying for these t-shirts.
Oh, I guess so.
£20 in Ireland. You can go to the toilet if you want. I'll just do the end of
no,
this.
No, I'll wait.
£20 in Ireland, post and packaging, €22 to get them over to the UK. If you're somewhere else in the world, we'll figure it out as well, because there's people listening everywhere.
Yeah, we've got people in Alabama and all over the place. The only place we don't is Hong Kong, because fake China banned us for saying something nasty about them. So that's all right.
No, because you called them
fake China.
No, you called them way worse than that.
Oh, well, that's whatever. They deserved it, I suppose. They must have done something to annoy me.
104, we're back next week. Thanks. Peace.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.